Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 28 for Friday, August 21st. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up slightly on Friday, as a sharply weaker Canadian dollar provided support because it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Values in Winnipeg were anywhere from $1.60 to $2.50 higher. November was up $1.70 at the psychologically important $480 per ton level. StatsCan released their first survey-based production estimates Friday morning, pegging the upcoming canola crop at 13.3 million tons, which was slightly supportive as it's down from last year's 15.6 million ton crop. But traders also believe that StatsCan's estimate is too low and the actual crop size will likely be closer to the 14 million ton area. The gains in canola were also limited by a sharp move lower in both Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, there's a whole lot of red in the grain and oil seeds on Friday afternoon. Soybean futures were weaker. Prices were anywhere from 14 to 18 cents lower. November down 17 and 3/4 cents at $8.89.5 a bushel. Good weather in the U.S. Midwest this week weighed on prices, as did forecasts calling for more non-threatening conditions throughout the rest of the month. A U.S. crop tour is also finding that some U.S. soybean crops are looking better than they did last year, which was bearish. Ongoing concerns about a possible slowdown in demand from China as the country continues to face economic problems were also undermining values. The corn market was also weaker in Chicago. Values were anywhere from 2 to 6 cents lower. December down 5 and a quarter cents at $3.77 and a quarter cents a bushel. Some spillover pressure came from the decline seen in soybeans and wheat. Concerns about softening demand from China, strength in the U.S. dollar, and good weather in the U.S. Midwest were also bearish. The reports that yields are lower than expected in some U.S. growing regions this year helped to limit the downside. Wheat values in Chicago were also moving lower on Friday, undermined by lackluster demand for the U.S. commodity on the global export market. Prices were anywhere from 6 to 8 cents lower, December down 7.25 cents at $5.04 a bushel. Large global supplies of wheat also weighed on prices, as did the strong U.S. dollar index. Though sentiment that the market is looking oversold limited the losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 21st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.